This is KLLGLP 97.9 FN, Willits, California. I'm Greg Schindel, train singer, now boarding the Bipolar Express.
Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga up the hill. Puffin' and a-chuggin', you know that engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety-clickety-clackety-click. Look at the engine, that's so
funny. Oh, my train. Hey, up the grade she goes, actually. You know, I've certainly reached the summit, and I'm definitely going down the other side. Actually, I've been on the other side for some time now, and that's why I find myself so interesting.
Greg, whatever, train singer. Don't get carried away. Why not?
Time is short. Okay, but it's not all about me today. It's about you, Ron and Lauren. Woo! And, hey, I can't believe it's here. What a relief for you listeners here today. All seriousness aside, welcome, Ron O'Brien.
Hey, you doing, Greg?
There he is. And Lauren Hurst O'Brien.
Hey, that's me.
Hey, Lauren is home on a spring break. So, boy, are we lucky to get a moment with his incredible talent and his dad, too, at the same time. So, where are you guys going to be performing tonight? Tonight. It is tonight, people.
We're at the Brick House at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6. They're serving finger foods. We start playing at 7 o'clock.
Woo! 7 o'clock, and that is tonight.
Thursday night,
March the 29th. Right. Oh, boy. Well, I tell you, my wife and I will be there. Yes, and I'm hoping for as much music as possible today on the Bipolar Express. Now, Ron and Lauren, by the way, are father and son. And what a cool experience to be sharing this sort of thing. I mean, I know there's nothing I can do about that. I was talking to the engineer today. Mike is back. He just got back last night, too.
Woo! Yeah.
He's a flyer, man.
It was a long flight.
A long flight.
Your arms are tired.
I know his arms, especially the one he had rebuilt. But anyway, I've played for my son, Malachi, and it's a pretty special event when it happens. So, Ron, you are classically trained, and in guitar. Are you self-taught or
no? I studied music. When I was a teenager, like so many other kids, I was going to be the world's greatest rock and roll guitar player.
No, I was.
But came from a musical family, and as time went on, I started getting more interested in the music itself than in actually playing, and I started studying music. And I studied formal music and studied composition and conducting. And then I had a music teacher who was very influential to me, Jack Martin. And he was a formally trained musician, but he came out of big band jazz. So I started playing jazz. And when I was a kid, I was 17 years old or something. I was playing with some of these jazz greats from the 40s. Mary McParland, I was arranging music. A Slam Stewart, great bass player, Zoot Sims. And I don't call myself a guitarist anymore. I'm an arranger, and I just happen to own a guitar, and I play it reasonably well. There are people who play better than I do. But I arrange music. I take other people's music, and I do it the way that I feel like doing it.
Whoa, that's the best way, the way you feel like doing it. Mm-hmm. So are you arranging music to this day for others? Is it like a profession?
I have not done it for others in a while. I did a few arrangements for the school system some years ago, for the bands. And,
right.
And I have done, you know, orchestral arrangements, choral arrangements, big band jazz. These days, I just I like a lot of different kinds of music, and anytime I hear a tune I like, whether it's just a pop song or an orchestral piece or a formal piano piece, if I decide I want to play it, then I
arrange it
for the guitar.
Yeah.
So I do play classical guitar, but I play very, very little classical guitar music.
Oh,
most of my music is
such
is
a humble
something
man.
Else.
He's so humble. Is that where you get it learned from your dad, your humility?
It's possible.
Now, I want to ask you a question, too. So you're going to have to move a little closer to the microphone. We are here at our hometown radio station, KLLGLP 97.9 FM in Willits, and we have a couple of mics here. Send us your money and we can buy some more stuff. Anyway, Lauren, you're currently, actually, when did you start playing music? I mean, you were surrounded by a classically trained, did your mother play? Does your dad plays? Where, how did you go with that?
Yeah, dad played a lot. In the microphone. Dad played a lot, but I didn't.
And your older brother.
That's right. My brother was a very good bass player, but I didn't start till sixth grade in band, you know, like everyone. Yeah.
And you're currently enrolled where?
Yeah, at Cal State University, Long Beach.
No way! That's where I went to school.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, Cal State. I was an English major.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Trying to stay away from math.
Right, me
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I lived in Newport Beach is where I was. Oh, you ultimately have to do it. You're going to have to pass the
math. I know, well, yeah.
But anyway, so now, and what do you hope to do? I don't know. Did you always aspire to the flute?
No. When I was in fifth grade, the middle school band came to my school and played, and George Husaruk, the director, had one person from each section play.
Oh my God.
Some kid played like two measures of Carol of the Bells on the flute, and I was like, ooh.
Husaruk must have loved you, for God's sake.
He did.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He's a great player.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Well, so both of you also are solo artists, so we're going to have a little bit of that before we're done here. You know, obviously practice is the key to your success, so this is a practice session.
Actually, I'd like to clarify that.
Okay.
My dad, like I said, I come from a musical family going back many generations, and my dad always said that doctors practice medicine and attorneys practice law, but I'm a professional and I don't need to practice.
Whoa, I love that one. Maybe that's my excuse too. No. Hey, you know, let's, without too much further ado, you guys, what would you like to play? Just play some music.
What do you want to do?
You want to do the Jack Bruce?
Ron O'Brien.
All right.
Lauren Hurst O'Brien. They will be at the Brick House tonight, 7 o'clock. This is Thursday, March 29. Be there. Have a bagel with me.
Anyway. This is a tune written by Jack Bruce, the great bass player. He was most famous with Cream, but he did a lot of things. He actually was formally trained himself. He put himself through music school playing the upright bass in lounge bands, and then he took up rock and roll and took up the electric bass. Anyway, this is an old Cream song written by Jack Bruce called We're Going Wrong.
All right. Thank you. was beautiful. Thank Don't you. Stop, you guys. Let's just
carry
on.
Well, that was the end of the song. We had to stop.
But another song. Some more of you two, please.
Oh, come on. It's a radio show.
Yeah, you got a chance here.
Oh, what do you want to play? What do you want to play?
Talk. Let's talk more music. Especially if I'm talking.
It's both of you.
Right. That's right. That one, Train.
That one I don't know.
Train's not here today. He stayed home.
This is a tune. I forget who wrote it, but it's from really written in the 1930s. Everybody's done it. A little tune called Dream a Little Dream of Me.
Heard Mama Cass singing along with that one. I just gotta say, it's kind of one of those songs. Geez, do you have another one? Say a pop song that I would recognize, like that one. I love familiar tunes.
Hey, here's one. If you were ever at a wedding in the 1970s or so,
you probably
heard this one.
Yes, I was at my own wedding in the 70s. I even played that at a wedding.
Oh yeah,
I did. Thank you.
guys written by Jimmy Panko from Chicago. Great trombone player.
Whoa, boy, you guys just blow me away, I got to say. This is wonderful. Hey, what's it like playing with your dad, Lauren?
Oh, it's fun. He's good. It's a lot of fun.
He's got to be good, right? What's it like playing with your boy?
It's nice. I usually, most of the time I'm playing solo. In one hand, it's nice because I can do whatever I feel like. On the other hand, it's a lot of work because I'm playing bass lines and I'm playing melodies and I'm playing inner voices. And it's nice to have another instrument on stage with me. It takes a little of the load off me. And Lauren is, frankly, a better flute player than I am a guitarist.
Oh, Dad.
He is. But, like I say, I'm a better arranger than I am a guitarist. The arrangements are nice. And, it's a lot of fun having him around. This Brick House gig tonight, the nice thing about playing there is it's more of a concert. I do this kind of stuff. I talk about the music. Yeah. I talk about the shows. Lots of times I'm, at a restaurant, farmer's market. I'm just background music. And on the one hand, it's easy because nobody's really paying much attention. But it's a lot more fun to sit there and talk about Jimmy Panko from Chicago and talk about Beethoven and talk about Bach and talk about Billie Holiday and talk about the music. It's a good show. Come on out tonight.
Tonight. This is Thursday night at 7 o'clock. This is March 29th at the Brick House. I'm going to be there. Oh, yes. Hey, don't make that. That doesn't mean that you guys have to stay away. I mean, I'll keep a low profile and I'll be with my wife, so I'll be cool.
Yeah, we don't mind Greg showing up.
All right. Hey, so, I first heard Lauren at Willits Art Center playing upstairs for some benefit, I think it was. I don't recall what the event was.
I don't remember either.
Huh.
You might have been when you were with a couple high school jazz band or something.
But
you
were still awesome. In high school. I mean, see, my wife plays flute. Beautiful. And my son, he's quite familiar with it himself. So when I heard Lauren, I went, oh, who's this kid now? What? God, look at that hair. Reminds me of Tiny Tim. Look at that. No. Actually, you cut it. Looks like you cut it a little bit.
It's a little shorter.
Yeah, you got to keep it out of your face. My son, when he was in high school, did Sympathy for the Devil with a group, and he had the long hair. And we have it on video. I snuck it into the theater. Shh. But anyway, his hair kept getting into his face, and he's doing this thing. He kept having to do that, and so he's got a neat hairstyle now. Shaved on the side, braid down the center. Superheroes, all of you.
Yeah.
All of you kids, More power to the little ones. Then I saw you at Hal Wagonette's birthday party, and he brought tears to my eyes playing with the Sheds. It was just so beautiful. I think they were in awe, too. They're going, God, I didn't know my song was so beautiful. And he played bass with just about everyone else. Your brother must be quite proud of you because you have a good handle on the bass. Hal Wagonette's songs never sounded so clear and good when you played. And by the way, if Hal, he doesn't listen to the radio, but if he were, he'd agree with me on that one. Don't be surprised if you ever come back to Willits, he'll try to hire you to play bass.
Yeah.
You'll be in demand. Mm-hmm. For a while, then you'll get older. No one will care. Yeah. Why did I say that?
He's getting to the point where he's not a prodigy anymore. He's 19 years old. He's going to music school.
Oh, come on.
He's
very
good.
Yeah. He's going to have to face reality.
When he was 11, 12, 13 years old, he was just wowing the heck out of him, I'll tell you.
Well, yeah, I think he still will. You guys are going to wow him tonight anyway. Mm-hmm. So, it's great. On the other hand, I had never heard perform before until the other night. Mm-hmm. At the Brick House. Actually, it wasn't the other night. It was months
Thanksgiving
ago.
Time.
Ah. Yes, and I think it's just incredible that all your study in music is able to bear such fruit in your latter days. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I'm speaking for myself. I mean, I'm going to be 72 on April 1st.
Happy birthday.
I'm looking for a resurrection myself, actually. But let me say a little thing here. Since we're doing Easter, these guys are playing such serious music. It just drives me crazy. So I figured I'd lighten this a little bit up because it's Easter. And I want to say, we'll have some silly fun here. By the way, the Skunk Train is going to have an Easter Express. And it's a hopping good time, as it says here. There'll be Easter egg surprises. I mean, Easter egg hunt kind of thing. A special Easter cupcake? Ooh, I wonder what's in it. Pink lemonade? Oh, watch out for the lemonade. No. And you'll have a visit from the Easter Bunny himself, you know. And so I thought it might be fun. I brought my guitar in. I brought the hag in. I love you. I washed her. I can do that. Just in C. Easter time. Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, Easter's on his way. Ringing every girl and boy, baskets full of Easter joy, things to make your Easter bright and gay. He's got jelly beans for Tommy, colored eggs for Sister Sue. There's an orchid for your mommy, an Easter bonnet too. Here come Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way. Here come Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Stop, listen to him say, try to do the things you should. Maybe if you're extra good, he'll roll lots of Easter eggs your way. Oh boy. Oh, you wake up Easter morning, he'll know that he was there. When you find those chocolate bunnies, he's hiding everywhere. Here come Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way. Are good sports to do this with me, by the way. We've got these heavy-duty, classically trained musicians jumping around. But by the way, you know, Easter Bunny, I mean, the Easter Bunny, what came first? The rabbit or the egg? I mean, I've never heard of the Easter chicken.
That's true.
No Easter chicken, but, And why does the Easter Bunny hide the eggs? Maybe he wants to keep his affair with the chicken. Hush, hush. I don't know. I mean, hey, you know, isn't the Easter Bunny kind of like Santa Claus in a way? I mean, it's Easter. People all over the world are putting a special meaning to this, especially the Christians. And Christmas, the same way. It's all about, you know, J.C. Well, Santa Claus isn't. No, I love Santa Claus. Kind of
everybody
like Jesus
loves
too, but
Santa Claus.
Yeah, come on. And the Easter Bunny, well, when I was a kid, I did like the, you know, the fake straw and the eggs hiding the chocolates and the little peeps, which I can't stand. But that's okay. But, hey, it promises goods and goodies and gifts. But, you know, I really like these two guys. And it's spring right now. We all get turned on in spring. Come on. Don't you feel it? Come on. I know you do. They're restraining themselves, but that's okay. I'll be the loose guy here. Hey, everybody gets turned on. Why not exploit it all? You know, well, I love this country. Jeez. And yes, give me a chocolate bunny right now. So we're riding on the Bipolar Express on KLL GLP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. And we are so honored to have the incredible and unique talent of the father and son duo who will be at the Brick House tonight, Thursday again, of Lauren and Ron. So, you know, let's hear another little melody of a medley of some of your songs, you guys. Treat us to your beautiful music.
Thank you.
show, you guys. Wow. Hey, we are listening to Ron O'Brien on guitar and his son, Lauren Hertz O'Brien, on the flute. And we're live on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM. I say that enough and it'll stick in your mind. You might tune in. Listen to us, hey. But these incredibly talented musicians are from our hometown right here in Willits. So I can't believe this place. We really have some good vibes going for us, I guess, or good teachers. So, you know, this is your second appearance at the Brick House now, and as a duo. So I'm hoping that you continue to, you know, to work together. And it's an opportunity.
Well, Lauren is only home every so often. He's in Long Beach.
Yeah.
You know, full school schedule. But, yeah, it's kind of fun. This is we've only played in public together twice before.
Oh, wow.
The first time was when he was home for a very short time over the summer, and I happened to have a gig at Redwood Valley's Farmer's Market. And I said, you want to come along? And he said, sure. And he just sat in and fooled around. And then we had the last gig at the Brick House, and now this one.
Oh, wow.
So this is only the third time we'll be playing in public together.
Well, I know you both are aware of how blessed and fortunate you are to be sharing your special gifts as father and son. That, I figure, is a deep sharing of the human family spirit. You guys, I happen to be fortunate as well.
As yes, you are.
I've shared with my son and my daughter and my wife. And unfortunately, it doesn't happen as often as I think I'd like to, or maybe it happens enough. It depends. I enjoy it. I know that. So, and I'm really honored to have you come share your music and your stories on the BPE on KLLGLP. Whip! Hey, where are we tonight? We are at the Brick House. It's Thursday. Oh, what a great opportunity to go out on this warm evening. Oh, what a great day it's been, too, hasn't it?
Sure has, Gregory.
Hey, who's that?
It's me, Train. You
never mind. Keep out of this. It's all about me and them. And actually, it's you and you. So anyway, the 29th, be there. Enjoy these two. So how about a solo from either one of you? Not too long. How about a couple of quick solos so we can both get you playing? Because I know you both do this. And let's do that.
Sure.
Okay, I'll start off. Like I said, I don't generally play a lot of classical guitar music. But as long as I'm taking a solo, I will. Well, this is a tune, a very famous piece by Francisco Tárrega. Let's do it. Thank you.
And now, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, Lauren on the flute. No, it's all a right. flute. It's a flute, Greg. It's a flute.
This is the Allegro movement from Bach's flute sonata. First flute sonata, second sonata, I don't know. But
one of them sonatas.
It's one of them, yeah. I've played it so many times, I still don't know what it is, but it's by Bach.
Oh, boy. And it, my wife is going to hear that. She goes, she knows exactly how difficult that is. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Old musician's proverb, when all else fails, there's always Bach.
There's always Bach. Do you do any Bach yourself? I mean, on the guitar? Oh, my God. Here he goes. We just had some Bach to Bach to Bach. Back to back Bach on the bipolar express. Woo! Gee, you guys. I knew it. Hey, you know, they're going to be tonight at the Brick House. Again, if you just tuned in, tonight at 7 o'clock. This is Thursday night, not Saturday or Sunday. You're listening to the replay if it's Saturday and Sunday. And lucky you are to hear these guys right now. So anyway, one thing about the Brick House is I sure like their bagels with cream cheese and lox and capers. I mean, the bread, you know. Bread is like the sun. Okay. It rises in the yeast and sets in the waste. I know you've heard that. Oh, God, Mike, I had to do it. Poor Mike, he hates my jokes because I keep doing it over and over. No, okay.
Because I can't laugh because I'll interfere with the recording.
Oh, come on, laugh out loud. I don't interfere with it. Hey, you know, as we know, you guys, you will find out, Lauren. Making a steady living as a musician performer is a challenge, especially if you want to have a life. Oh, music is my life. Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, don't you raise chickens or anything or garden? But anyway, I started out in talent shows in high school, then coffee houses, street singer in San Francisco, several bands, choir master at St. Francis Episcopal, music coordinator at the Willis Elementary School, train singer, gag, gag, and me, Greg Schindel on the Bipolar Express, KLLGLP 97.9 FM. So, you know, there's this little guy goes up to his mother and he goes, "Mom, when I grow up, I want to be a musician." And she said, "Well," a deep voice, "you better make up your mind, because you can't do both." So that I am living proof that you don't have to grow up to be a musician. What do you say to that? Come on, you guys. I didn't mean to. Don't get into those musician jokes. We know how bad they can get. Yeah. Do you have one, by the way? Like, old musicians never die. They just decompose.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Come on.
That's good.
Okay, I don't want to do it. I'd rather hear you play, you guys. Let's play some more. How much time? We got some more time for this?
How much? 14 minutes.
14. We have enough time for at least a four-minute interview. That's a good one, a good statement. And then me. Me. Okay.
All right.
Here we go. This is Ron O'Brien, Lauren Hurst O'Brien. They are here in the studio, live as they can be. I'm going to slap them around just to see if they can feel anything.
Okay.
Oh, ow! You slapped yourself! I know.
Thank you.
Ron O'Brien and Lauren Hertz O'Brien are in the studio. They're tuning up for tonight at the Brick House. This is Thursday now. Don't forget, March the 29th, 7 o'clock. First it was the word was love, but before the word, how did we say it? First it was a word was love, but before the word, how did we say it? We got another one here. This one. It's a D, a C, and a G.
Excellent.
Have it.
There's a man, lives in the country. He's next to the land, and he hopes for every new day, and he's doing what he can. And his head is always way up in the sky. So many hands help him to get by. He sees their faces and he knows he has to try. La 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 la. And all around his head spin those crazy dreams, all about how to make it through.
scheme, all about what he has to do. And he keeps on going, though he don't know why. And there's all the fixings there to get him high. Oh, they say he has that lost look in his eyes. La 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 la, da 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 da. Oh, yeah. Oh, you got it. One day he took a walk across an open field. He's talking to himself, all about himself, and the time before they cut the tree. Any way to heaven opens every day. You can never, never know how much you'll have to pay. But down or up, you can always choose the way. The way to heaven opens every day, every brand new day. Opens every day, little bit of love you all the way, all the way to heaven, all the way to heaven, every single day. Open up your heart, open up your heart, oh, to a little bit of love, love, love. Take you all the way to heaven, every single day, all the way to heaven, every single day, all the way. That's right. We got Ron in here, and we got Ron in here. Tonight we're gonna be there at the Brick House. Whee! The way to heaven opens every day. Ooh, yeah. How much we got here? Why are we on the bipolar, baby?
We're in E, and that's it. We are riding on the bipolar expense. I said, Bipolar Express on a KLLG LP 97.9 FM radio, radio, a Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM Willis, California. Hey, you know you can catch Twining Time, by the way, at the Brick House this next Tuesday on April the 3rd, every Tuesday. And Kyle Madrigal, he's down there on every Friday from 12 to 3. And of course, don't miss the Easter Egg Express on the Skunk Train. It leaves at 1 o'clock out of Willis. I will be on it. Who's that?
Great singer.
Whoa, me, me, me. Thank you, Mike, for coming in today on the Bipolar Expense on the KLLG LP 97.9 FM Willis, Willis, California. Na 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 na